Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly.
Okay.
Race report, road edition, Grand Prix of St. Petersburg.
First race of the IndyCar season. Start off with a bang.
Quite literally, actually. I'm sorry. Hashtag T's and P's to Robbie Wickens.
Yes. Oh, so sad for him. So, got to town. We got to see practice, quals, and then the race on Sunday. And practice was kind of wild.
It was that turn. So the way the course is set up, when they get started up to the parade lap, they pull out. There's a long straightaway that's on the airport. And then you turn right into turn one, and you kind of wiggle turns two and three, almost four as well. And I would say a quarter, if not half of the field, got squirrely right in that area.
Oh, absolutely. And as soon as it started sprinkling rain, because the paint, they were talking about on the radio, all the paint on the runway was super duper slick. And so, I mean, there were cars spinning out left and right in turn one.
It was insane. And that was qualifications, and it was just
insane. It really was.
So let's see. Well, looking at practice and whatnot, so we had our headphones.
We did.
And we heard a lot of great gems.
We did indeed.
Let's see. I think actually what we have to talk about overarching is the new car.
Yes.
So they've all had a chance to practice, although some had more to practice. I think Shank and Harvey didn't have a huge amount of practice time.
Yeah.
I was kind of hearing, and I replayed the audio broadcast when I was driving back. It sounded like Shank Racing was one of the final teams to really get everything together. So that kind of sucks.
It does suck for them.
But that car is wild.
That car is wild.
The car,
it looks nice, but yeah, everybody was having a hard time controlling the car.
Rookies, veterans, like the seasoned veterans who should not have problems with the car.
Yeah.
Problems with the car. Graham said it best, I think, when he came over his radio. It must have been practice before quals because it was day two.
Yeah.
And he said something like, you know, well, the car's better than it was yesterday, but not by much. He goes, when the front is tight, the back is loose, and when the back is tight, the front is loose. And I was like, well, it's gonna be a good season.
Yep. Yeah, he said there was a lot more understeer.
Yeah. Well, they just lost downforce, so they don't stick to the track anymore.
Yeah.
And so when you have turns, especially after long straightaways, like most road courses, but most, you know, all of the street road courses do, you're gonna get caught up.
Yeah.
And I think, now that I think about it, if you put together all of practice sessions and the race, every single person lost it in that area.
Yeah.
I'm still shocked that Dixon spun in the middle of the race.
I know.
And that was a scary spin out because he was in the middle of traffic. And I was no, Scott, no.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
But then he came back for sixth, so.
He did.
It's fine. Scott handled his business like he always does.
Yes, he did. And Robert Wickens, a rookie this year.
Oh my God!
He came out ready to go.
He was like, look, I know everybody thinks that I got this position because I'm best friends with Hinch, but guess what? I can drive.
Yeah.
And
I'm kind of a badass.
He put it down.
Yeah, he did. He won the pole.
He won the pole, and he won the pole very well.
Yes, he did.
It wasn't like
qualified extremely well.
Oh, hands down extremely well. And he led 60 some odd laps of that race.
Yeah. I mean, it was going to be his race.
It was.
Until right near the end.
It was.
Rossi went a little wide in turn one.
And then they kind of contacted. It looked almost like the back end of Rossi's car might have
gotten loose. Yeah.
Gotten loose on that turn one. And so they had contact and Wickens spun out. And I mean, I think everybody watching just was heartbroken.
Oh my gosh.
Except the people who were there because they're from St. Petersburg and they wanted Bourdais to win.
Well, yeah.
But
I mean, and you know, it was nice for Morday to get a win.
It was.
You know, he's coming back off of, you know, not having raced very much in the last season due to his injuries during quals in the 8500. So,
yeah. I mean, that's a confident booster to come back first race and after having that injury and being like, I can still put it down.
Yeah. So I think that, yeah, I'm happy for Morday.
I am.
But I was heartbroken for Wickens because we were so close and he was doing so well.
I mean, there were there's fuel strategy.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of, like, witchcraft math Schmidt-Peterson is doing.
Physics sorcery.
But they had him on a fuel strategy where he was, I'm going to have to take a look because at some point they actually post, like, how many pit stops. I swear to God, did he do two or three? He might have just done two.
He might have just done two.
I mean, he probably did three.
Don't
be like, he actually did three. I'm just guessing.
He was going much longer than other people on the track before stopping.
Yes. And we heard somebody call in that, you know, well, Bourdais will be pitting in five. Well, Bourdais ended up pitting in six, and Wickens stayed out another 3 to 5 laps afterward.
Yeah.
And that was good. It helped stretch his lead, get him back. I mean, he drove that like a beast.
He did.
He did. And then, you know, those last, I'd say 12 to 15 laps, he had Rossi behind him.
He did. Well, and there was a full course yellow.
Yeah, for Binder.
Yep.
Binder.
Which we thought, you know, was going to screw Wickens because he had, at that point, he'd gotten a nice 2-second lead in front of Rossi.
Because Rossi had done the Tokyo Drift in corner four.
Yes. He's been out a little bit, then drifted his way back in.
He was like, it's fine, I got this.
And so then, you know, full course yellow, and so then Rossi's right behind him, which it looked like Rossi was, you know, trying to overtake him any chance he could get.
Yeah.
And then we came back to green. And
then the incident happened.
Then the incident.
I think that's how we should just title it, the incident at St. Pete.
The incident.
You know, at least had a strong start. I mean, he did, oh shit, I don't have my notes because I'm driving. He qualled top six. I mean, we had three rookies in the fast six, so.
Yeah, which is impressive.
Which is, you know, again, we're going to have a very good rookie class this year.
We really are.
I mean, we have good old veterans, not old, but established veterans. We have good rookies. And then we also have those, like, up and coming in the middle ground.
Yeah.
So.
And then we've got a good group of drivers for this season.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be good competition. It's going to be fun to watch.
Those cars are amazing.
Yes, they are.
But so Laced was doing well. He was keeping up. He was keeping up.
He was.
And then his car got into, like, some transmission issues. They went in the pit to fix it. He pulled out with what part attached?
I think part of his fuel hose or something. But yeah, he left the pit area with equipment still attached. So he was going to be penalized for that. But
then the electrical gremlins got him, apparently.
Yep, and so he
hit a wall. And they were like, never mind about the penalty. Like,
yep, forget about that.
You're like, you don't have to.
You're out of the race anyway, so.
Actually, I think he spun out. I don't think, did TK get out of the race? I know he also crashed. No, yeah, TK got out too, so both four.
Yeah. Yep.
Both boy cars are out of the race. And
sure were.
Police reported ahead.
Sorry.
How do you feel about that, Larry?
Hey, Larry. Eat that.
Oh, yeah. Look at him. He's just sitting right in the median.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this one, we don't got Waze. Sorry. We use Waze when we drive.
So we can avoid getting speeding tickets.
Yeah. What? Now he's going to cut right.
Yep. JK, I wasn't driving fast.
Mm-hmm.
He knows you were.
He knows.
There's two of them, too. One for each direction.
That's how they do it down here in southern Indiana. Two people will sit in that median facing other. Sometimes I don't think they're actually working.
No, their windows are down. They're definitely shooting the shit right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Larry Foyt's debacle. Both cars are out.
Both cars were out, so.
And it's called karma, Larry.
Indeed it is.
It's called karma.
Indeed it is.
Marco had an okay run for a minute.
He did.
Although, I had to laugh in the broadcast, they interviewed Mario, and I can't remember who was interviewing, but he was like, well, we've heard yet again that Marco is, or something to the fact that Marco is yet again refocusing himself. And I thought to myself, how many times can you refocus?
Yeah.
I don't know. The light skies looked really fast, and I know Pat O'Rourke won the Paddy Award. Sorry, it's hard for me to say that because I want to make it full Irish, and it's not. He won one of the races, and he drives for Andretti.
Yep.
So watch out, Marco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Marco, why don't you just refocus onto a new career?
Yeah, maybe do sports cars.
There you go.
You can have fun with sports cars.
Yeah.
What else? Which one else? There's a lot more, so I'm just kind of tossing it back to you for a minute.
Yeah, there was a lot more. I don't have any notes.
Well, you can look through mine.
All right. Wasn't there a funny quote to Marco over the radio?
Oh, Rossi to Marco.
Oh, yeah. Because Rossi's guy said something about...
Well, it turns out when I found it on Twitter, like, I guess Rossi or somebody said, like, Marco keeps pointing at you or Marco is pointing at you.
And that's and he was like... You want to IM him and ask what his fucking problem is?
Which, he was real chatty.
Rossi was chatty. He was hilarious.
He's usually not this chatty.
He referenced bumping and grinding.
Yes, he said there's a lot of bumping and grinding going on in the track, and I lost it.
That was too funny.
That was too funny. Zachary Clemenamello, I don't know. He just seemed panicked over the radio.
He did. He was like, I can't drive this thing.
And at one point, they were telling him to do something. I think he said, I don't think we can make it. And I was like, oh. But I think it's a confidence thing. This was his first race, so I'm going to give him a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
We could give this shout out to the Voigt team. When they were on their radio with Mateus, they were very good with him on the radio.
They really were.
Yeah.
They were treating him with, like, kid gloves.
Yeah, they're kind of just like, okay, now we're gonna do this.
Yeah, when they were doing practice, during practice, you know, they were like, okay, that was good. We're gonna try this. You're doing great. Like, they were very complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
So, which, you know, since that's what Larry has wanted, is a veteran driver and a young driver. You know, they're kind of molding that young driver from the beginning.
Yeah. Also, Yonkos was really fun to listen to on the radio.
They were.
You know, they're a newer team, and in fact, when I was on the tour, we were watching them try and get the car into tech, and they kept, like, running it over grades, and they weren't quite sure how to do it, and I was like, oh, God, that's a little...
Yeah.
So, it's a lot of rookie, but listening to them talk with Bender on the radio, you could almost see them kind of work through the decision tree of, okay, how are we going to make it quicker? Like, all right, try this position, give it two laps, we'll see, okay? Try this and this, give it two laps, and we'll see. It was really... I enjoyed listening to it.
I did too. And I think you said it was like they were working through a decision tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were working an algorithm.
Yes.
Like, okay, let's do this. Yes or no, and move a different direction.
Yep. And it was just great. So that's going to be a fun team to watch regardless, because I think the story behind the team is amazing. So
yes.
Now hearing them on the radio, I'm like, all right, that works. Oh, I meant to tell you this, and I can say right here on the podcast, speaking of Mateus, so now there's a new policy. So the Homolstro safety team is now American Medical Response.
Yes.
That's the name. And so they're handling all of the medical stuff and the restarts and everything else. They've changed the policy, so now if the driver is involved in an incident, like a not just like a spun out and I need like a restart, but they've hit a wall or there's been some sort of contact and they're stopped, it used to be they would take the driver to either like the infield medical center or something else. Now they will take an ambulance right to the driver.
Oh.
So instead of bringing the driver to medical, they're kind of bringing it right there. And I was like, that's actually a great... It's going to make cautions a lot longer, but...
Yeah.
I think at the end, it might be able to, if not, you know, help somebody if there's in a much more serious situation. They're not just having to, like, wait.
Yeah.
Well, I liked that.
Although I still feel like I don't know that that's necessarily going to be faster.
I think it would be faster is that they can get the guy out of the car and get him right there to medical instead of getting him out of the car, getting him in another truck, taking him to medical.
My question is, though, are they just going to send an ambulance every time? Because you're not going to know until you get there and assess them.
I think they are sending an ambulance every time.
Okay.
Yeah, when there's contact involved, the ambulance goes.
Just goes.
Yeah,
okay.
They're not going to sit there and assess. I mean, if they don't get the ambulance...
Because if they assess and then they have to wait for the ambulance, that doesn't seem fixed.
No, No, I think it's ambulance goes.
Interesting.
I did the dad, like, finger whip.
Yeah, like...
Nobody can see me, but ambulance is going. Oh, we have a new drinking game, everybody. It is the Amazing Race drinking game.
And yes.
I think this works only if you hear the broadcast. But if they talk about how Rossi is driving and make any sort of reference to the Amazing Race, you have to take a drink.
Yes.
Because they did that, and I was like, well, this is going to happen all season.
And it was a painfully horrible joke.
It was a painfully horrible joke. And I was like, oh, God, no, why?
Yeah. Speaking of the broadcast, we heard from multiple people that
people stopped on shoulder ahead.
Thank you, Liz.
Sorry.
We heard from multiple people that...
ABC.
That ABC's coverage of the race was a complete shit. They missed two restarts.
Like, apparently the pre-show, like, they didn't introduce any of, like, the new rookies to people, which you had a rookie on the fucking pole, and they didn't even talk about Wickens.
Wow. Like, come on, ABC, get your shit together.
And I think Phoenix is with NBC, so.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah, ABC only does a few, and they also do the Indy 500. So, if this is how you're covering IndyCar races, you better lock your shit up.
Well, they're renegotiating the TV contract right now, so everybody right. Apparently keep your fingers crossed it's not ABC.
Yeah, because they did a shitty job.
Yeah.
Which I'll tell you what, IndyCar just dropped their price, like, just dropped what they're willing to take from ABC.
Yeah, they're like, no.
Yeah, you just lost all your bargaining leverage, ABC.
Mm-hmm. No, the internet went mad.
Yeah, lots of people were tweeting at us with how upset they were with ABC's coverage.
I mean, first of all, I'm sorry, but I also don't know which one I was going to do.
Well.
But we get you. We heard your complaints.
We heard your complaints.
And we're sorry.
We're really sorry, yeah.
Let's see.
We would have done more live tweeting, but we really like to watch the race.
Yeah, if you notice, like, the race starts and...
Kinda,
I don't think we tweeted until those final couple of restarts, and only because we were both up on our feet, because that's what you do when it restarts.
That's exactly what you do when it restarts.
Just in case you didn't know that.
Yep. So, overall impressions of the track and the layout and everything.
So, this was our first street course. Like a street course. So we've done
city streets.
Like professional, I always call them professional road courses. I think it's easier in my mind, but street course. And so it's a bit of a weirder setup, I think, because you have to use like streets that are already in existence. So that it makes kind of getting around the track, if you don't know that map, a lot harder.
Agreed.
And we're both pretty good about like, all right, I can figure out where I am. I still probably couldn't tell you a good third of that track what was over there.
Yeah, I feel really good with the area that we ended up hanging out in.
Which was a fantastic area.
It was. But it was interesting. And another thing that was weird, since it's not a permanent track, the people that, vendors and volunteers and working and all that really didn't have very much information.
No.
You would ask them, do you know where this is? No, I don't. And the number of times that somebody that we asked a question, we're told, I don't know, was unbelievable.
Right. First of all, the answer to that question, if you don't know, is I don't know, but let me find out. But
yeah,
that's just me. Again, we are a little spoiled by our track, but still.
We are. The first day was a little rough trying to figure out where things were and all of that. So I think that we're going to put together things to know before you go to St. Petersburg.
From a woman's perspective.
From a woman's perspective. Where the good bathrooms are.
Always important. Where you can buy wine.
Where you can buy wine, because all of the booths sell beer, but they don't sell wine.
And you know what? Sometimes you want to be classy at an IndyCar race.
Right? I drank wine
on
Saturday.
Too.
I got no shit.
It was good.
It was delicious.
Felt very classy.
Right? It was soft lung. It wasn't that shit Chardonnay. I won't drink that. It was definitely different. I would say, I think that it will be my least favorite of all the races that we're going to this year.
Yeah.
Not that we didn't have a good time.
Yeah.
I just think that, I know that I like Mid Ohio better. And I feel like I'm gonna like Road America.
Mid America,
Road America. So yeah, I just, I mean, it's not that I did not have a good time, not that I didn't enjoy it. I mean, I loved being down there near the water.
Oh my gosh. The sun.
It was beautiful weather.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it was. It was a little cool in the mornings, and then by the afternoon, it was nice and warm. So it was beautiful weather. It'll probably end up being my least favorite this season.
Okay. Well, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just good to see that car running. So, I mean, I think the track itself and everything, yeah. But the race might, I don't know, that ending is, I think when we were first left, what I said to you was, if this is a preview of what the races are going to be like, I mean, we're fucking back.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an amazing, emotional ending to a race.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what IndyCar used to be. NASCAR, it's almost just, meh.
Yeah, NASCAR has gotten extremely boring.
Yeah, and I think it's because of the stage racing.
Yes.
Well, it's absolutely because of the
stage.
And
the restrictor plates.
And I think that doesn't allow you to have that emotional, like, you know, tie-in.
It dampens the natural excitement and energy of the event.
Those cars are amazing. They had, let's see, let me pull up this stat because it's 336 passes in this race. And that broke the record in 2008 of 323. So,
wow.
But 336, it's 110 laps, it's 110 miles to Chicago. 110 laps, at least three different passes
per lap. That's insane.
And I think it's because of those new cars.
I think so. Well, and they were definitely following closer.
Yeah.
We were able to see that. They were able to follow a lot closer. I mean, the racing itself and the competitiveness was extremely entertaining.
And, I mean, if it's 336 at this race, and this is the first time with those new cars, we will break this record at least three more times during the season.
I fully believe that.
I mean, when they talked about, the new cars allow for more passing, I was like, but do they really? They do.
They do.
But in fact, they do. Pushing down my notes, blown away. You didn't talk about Wickens over the radio, which we love him now for many reasons.
Oh, God, he was fantastic. What was it that he,
Walking.
Oh, yeah. He was so shitty about. He was like, everybody's out here fucking blocking everybody. It is so frustrating. And I was like, yes. Yes.
Team Canada brought the sass game.
They really did. Hinch had sass. Somebody was telling him about...
Well, they hadn't told him. So his team, I guess, he was in a pack. He was on blacks. Everybody else was on reds. So obviously at that point... Like, he's in a pack of reds on new blacks.
Yeah.
Like, shit's gonna go down. And he was like, nobody told me what tires everybody was on. Something like this. Like, you need to tell me the information I need. Like, just.
Yeah, he was like, well, and then they were telling him shit he didn't care about. They were like, well, this and this and this and this. And he's like, everybody else is on reds. I need you to tell me the information I need to know. Nothing else.
Just the facts.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Oh, it was great.
Team Canada was sassy.
Which, Team BFF is sass.
Yeah.
I mean, we all knew that
Wickens,
was going to happen.
I was like, yes.
Oh.
And at one point during Walls, Ray Hall just screams, fucking A!
Was Ed.
Oh, fucking Ed. That's right. It's just funnier if it's fucking A.
I know.
But yeah, fucking Ed. Ed Jones. It just comes over the radio like, fucking Ed!
In which at one point I was like, Ed Carpenter's not in this. Oh, no.
Right. Oh, Ed Jones.
Ed Jones. This is a road course.
I love those headphones. They're my favorite part.
I mean, honest to Pete, if you're going to a race, if you only go to one race, rent it. Look it up, bring the money, and rent it. If you go to a lot of races, buy it.
Buy them.
I mean, the Verizon app on my phone allows me to listen to in-car, but you have to, like, choose. Which is fine. Like, it's great. I can set it on one person, especially if I'm at the house. But
yeah.
The headsets, you just hit that scan button, and it's just gold.
It is gold.
It's absolutely gold.
It is solid gold. Oh.
even like at board day, at one point his team was like, what tires do you want? One word, red or black.
That made me laugh. I'm like, apparently Bourdais likes to have a whole conversation about it. They were like, we just need one word, red, black.
Which, who among us have not said that? Just, no, no, no.
Nope.
One word.
I don't want a whole thing.
Red.
Red or black.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so you had Dixon as first.
Nope, he was sixth. God damn it.
You had Power in the top five.
Nope.
Rossi in the top 10.
Get a point for that one.
And first out is Kimball.
We did not win the Kimball out.
We did not. We hoped for it.
There was a moment.
Ugh, I'm so fucking tired of hearing him on the radio. All right, I had Powers first.
Nope.
That's a hard no.
That's a hard no.
Newgarden in the top five.
He was seventh.
Fuck.
Who did you have top 10?
Hench.
He was fourth.
Got a point.
So we both got a point.
Well, off to a strong start this season.
Yeah, I also didn't do too well in my fantasy league either. And I was like, well, it's race one. I'm going to, like, sit back and watch it for a minute, and then I sneak in.
Right?
Like a cobra, I will sneak.
Well, and I think that we, I think that we'll be better now that we've seen them in competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we shall see. But, yeah, starting off strong.
No, not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much.
I mean, I would not have predicted that Wickens would have done that well either.
I mean, no. I'm happy that he did.
I am too.
Yeah, absolutely happy that he did. But you could have knocked me over with a feather when he, I mean, I was so stoked when he won the pole. But, oh, can we? So we were sitting with a bunch of people, and somebody mentioned, how pissed off did you think TK and Hinch were that their rookie teammates?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of bested them.
I mean, I don't feel like... I don't know about TK. I don't feel like Hinch would necessarily be that upset. I feel like he's just, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Put that in the trash.
Yes.
Because I'm just like, hit this. I'm an animal. That's true. I mean, it'd kind of be like, this is why we've been calling them Team BFF, because it's how we are, and...
Yeah. I mean, I love it, and yeah, I think that it's possible to still be competitive and still be friends.
I think so.
Yeah.
But, well, TK's just mad because he crashed out. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about something else. I don't know. It was just, I enjoyed seeing these cars, I think.
I did too.
I mean, I know that the Rossi Wickens event is getting, like, drug out everywhere, and apparently they both kind of sniped at each other a little bit. They both took shots. I mean, of course they did. They both took shots at each other a little bit in post-race interviews, which was going to happen.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah. But I think it comes down to that, isn't it? It literally was just racing.
Yeah.
It was just racing.
I mean, nobody did that on purpose.
It was that corner that got a little wild.
I mean, everybody got squirrely in that corner at some point this weekend.
And I think, you know, Rossi thought it was kind of similar to the event at Gateway. The door was open enough.
Yep.
And instead of that gone through, he got wild and knocked him out.
Yep.
And it happens. It's unfortunate, but it happens.
Yep.
So, still made for a hell of an emotional finish.
Sure did.
Oof.
Yeah, that was damn exciting.
It was damn exciting.
Yeah, the race itself was fantastic.
It really was.
It was.
We didn't get the rain that everybody was worried about.
Yeah.
We got the opposite of the rain that everybody was worried about.
We did. We were worried it was going to storm, and it did not.
Not at all.
We, in fact, had beautiful, sunny weather.
Oh, just what you want for, like, a Florida race to start your season.
Absolutely.
So. It was
good old spring break weather.
Florida brought the weather. That's about all that.
And then we drove into a snowstorm last night.
Yeah. First, we drove into a huge thunderstorm that you slept through.
Yep.
And then we drove into a snowstorm that forced us to pull over.
Sure did. We stuck it out as long as we could, and finally I was like, I'm done.
He looked at me and said, I'm going to take the next exit. And I said, that's fine.
Yep, I was like, I'm going to take the next... In my mind, I was like, I'm getting off the next exit. If you would like to continue to drive this, in this, and knock yourself out. But I'm no longer driving this car.
Nope.
Yeah, I was like, that's going to be a hard pass for me.
It's a no for me, dog.
It's a no for me.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I'm disappointed we have to wait so so long for the Phoenix race.
It's like a month out.
Yeah.
So that's sad. It's kind of like a teaser for like a good movie. Like the new comic book movies come out and they've laid out like the full length teaser and you're ready to go and they're like, one more month. And you're like, no.
I'm curious as to why they do it like this. Why the schedule is this spread out.
It might be just track availability.
Yeah.
They don't ask people like me to schedule, and that's really their fault.
I know.
I'm really good at it.
You are. You are indeed. So, all right. White flag.
Well,
else?
I was gonna throw up Oriole Serbia.
Oh, that's right.
So this came out like, let's see, we were there Thursday. No, Friday. Sorry, it was our first day at the track. The news broke that Oriole Serbia has a ride. It's a partnership between. Hold on, let me. Scuderia Corsa and RLL. And what's exciting about this is Scuderia has been in IMSA and the World Endurance Challenge. They won the 2016 Le Mans GTE. They've podium other years. They've actually fairly young. For my research, they were formed in 2014.
Huh.
So they've been working IMSA and they want to jump over to open wheel. And of course, Oriole Serbia has been around IndyCar for a while.
Yeah.
He was fourth in the 2012 8500, and then he was 21st last year. And I think this now puts us at 34 or 35 cars.
Yeah.
With official announcements. So there you go. Bumping's happening.
Bumping is happening. We're going to hear a lot of On the Bubble.
Oh my God, that drinking game is going to be so bad this
That's
year.
That's one of my favorite Dave Calabro drinking games. He's on the bubble and not fast enough.
Yes!
Those are both drinks.
Those are both drinks.
So.
All right, white flagging it. What do you got?
Well, I do want to also say that we met, excuse me, Eric, who runs the largest Facebook group for IndyCar, the Elite IndyCar Facebook group, and he does a lot of cool stuff and posts cool videos and things. We met him, so check out their Facebook page. They're awesome.
Yeah, I think you have to request to join. You do.
You do have to request to join.
Yeah.
But pretty still. Much he lets everybody in. And we also met the Pain Tour guys, PA to Indiana.
Yeah,
so,
those boys are wild.
They are. They were very fun. We went out to a German restaurant with them and drank some beer and had a good time. So we're very excited about a few of the people that we have met that we've met, you know, online but had not met in real life.
That's always fun.
So, yeah, that's been very fun. And if you don't follow our social media, you should. You can check out everything on www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. Mm-hmm. You get our Insta, you get our Twitter, you get our Snapchat. And our Facebook is facebook.com/fastcarsfastgirls. All right, what's your white flag?
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
I hate ways. Nope.
Yes, that's it. See, that's why I turn the...
Well, I wanted to hear the cop one.
Well, yeah.
So, sorry. my white flag, I'm happy IndyCar is back. I think that's like this is gonna carry for a while. I don't know. I'm just excited we got to go down to Florida. We survived. Yeah. I don't know how long we've been in my car now.
I feel like I need to change my permanent address to your vehicle.
Just to the Honda.
Yeah.
But we won't be on the road now until end of June.
Yeah.
Obviously the month of May, but you know the April race. April races, we're not going to be...
Nope, not going to any of those.
Because it's West Coast.
Yep.
I'm just excited IndyCar's back, and I think when we were there, the stands were full every day.
Yeah.
And...
There were a lot of people there, so that was good to see.
I think it's... We're coming back.
I think so.
I think it's happening.
It's happening. We're coming back.
So
suck
excited.
On that NASCAR.
Suck on that NASCAR. Damn it.
Yep.
We better end this.
Yep. All right.